Hey everyone, this is UX Almusal, where two hungry designers talk about product design and user experience. In this episode, we're going to ask the question, should designers help out during a pandemic? By the end of the episode, we hope to answer that question and give you some examples of what designers all around the world are doing to help out. And for displaced designers looking for a job right now, we give you tips on how to improve your portfolio, where to find your next job, and how you can get in touch with the right people that have volunteered to review your work. So, let's start the show. Hey everyone.
Hey.
Welcome back to UX Almusal.
Yes. It's less formal than our usual UX Almusal, and as you can see, we're in our homes.
This is my room.
Yeah, this is my room. This is the background of all my Zoom calls. Where I sleep, where I eat in the dog bowl over there.
And your fitness mat?
Fitness mat. All the rest of my pillows on one side over there. What do you have hidden in yours, Alexis? Nothing.
There. it's a bunch of stuff as well.
It's on my mess. Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I guess let's first introduce ourselves for people that are just tuning in or like listening to us or watching us for the first time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alexis.
So, hi, everyone. I'm Alexis Collado. I'm a product designer here in the Philippines working at Caliber. So, Caliber is a job and talent marketplace, so where people can find jobs and employers can hire talent. And I also, on the side, love to profile the lives of Filipino designers through my other podcast called Roots. And yeah, that's it. How about you, CSJ?
Nice. I'm CSJ, Christian Sanose. I've been designing for 13 years. I'm also a product designer. I work at First Circle, leading the design team there. In First Circle, we help out SMEs get more funding, whether it's fast, fair, or flexible, better access to finance, especially during these tough times. So that's what we do there.
Exactly. Very important in a COVID world.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, as long as they pay back, we can stay alive.
Please stay back.
Yeah. aside from all of that, Alexis and I also do a UX conference in Manila called UX Plus Conference.
Here's the shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. Nice shirt. Thanks for wearing it. Unfortunately, this year it's postponed, or I don't know. We might continue it. But last year, we had people from Google, from Twitter, Dropbox, and Grab fly over and do a big design conference here. We hope to do it again as soon as everything's over. Or we might as well do it online, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
Who knows, guys? Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But
that's what we always say.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, and then nothing happens for like 6 months. Yeah.
So how are you, CSJ, amidst this crazy time?
Right.
How have you been doing?
I've been miserable. I'm just kidding. I've been okay. We're kind of lucky and somehow privileged enough to still have jobs, at least still be employed. I've used the time, I guess, like over the last 40 plus days already, to just work out, figure out how to do laundry, cook for myself, do groceries, not die. Like, that's all I've been doing. How about you, Alexis?
Okay. So I definitely also feel the same way, still having a job, being very privileged that, you know, I can, you know, stay at home. And I've been primarily actually spending my time playing a lot of games.
Okay.
I guess that's my way of coping, like a lot of Dota 2.
Well, weren't you already playing games regardless of COVID?
Yeah, but I guess it's been bumped up. Yeah.
Bumped up.
Shout out to my friends.
Online friends.
The gaming world.
What games have you been playing, Alexis?
I play a lot of Dota 2, and I've been trying out some mobile games like Ragnarok, Eternal Wow. Love, and I'm not sure if you know Ragnarok, but yeah, Chess Rush.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was first year high school, I think, or something.
Wow.
It was alive.
Yeah.
So you were just born when I was in first year high school, I think.
It's funny because I've been playing Ragnarok when I was like 10 years old, and I've just recently gotten in, back into it. Also play PS4 games. And yeah, basically that's it. On the side, I just really focus on work for Calibre and you know, try as much to still make sure that my design skills aren't rusty. Yeah, so that's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I guess that's all we can do during these times. We're all stuck at home. We're happy to be with our families. Hope everyone's staying safe as well. Whoever's listening, washing their hands, keeping social distancing. Doing all the good things so that we can get out of this situation as fast as we can. All right. I guess let's talk about our topic for today. What is our topic, Alexis?
So our topic is, in this pandemic, should designers help out?
Right. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't help out.
Just stay at home.
Yeah, stay home.
Should designers help out? And then?
And then, if the answer is yes, what can designers do to help out?
Right. Okay. So that's a good question. That's what's your own answer to it? Like, what's your personal answer to it? Like, have you felt like you should be helping out, or have you been actually helping out, or like, what's your own way of trying to figure how you can contribute to this situation?
You know, I definitely think that every person has their own way of coping with the pandemic and their own way of contributing to what's happening. I've seen a lot of different examples from people in the community that are really admirable. And for example, designers helping out fellow designers, right? In, you know, working remotely. You can see people in User Experience Philippines, you know, organizing an online meetup to talk about topics like these. One personal example is just yesterday, I've been lucky to be able to judge for a competition for User Experience Society. You know, up and coming designers presenting their case studies. These are like first time UX designers presenting their work, and they were able to do it despite this pandemic and, you know, enhanced community quarantine. And, you know, there are also initiatives, I guess, in the community that directly help out our frontliners.
Right.
Yeah.
So lots of examples out there. Going back to what you said earlier about the UX society hackathon, or like the contest, right? Competition. Like, how did that all go? What were some interesting things that came out from there?
Well, for the contest, I definitely was super happy about it, because the participants and finalists who competed, they were really good. Like,
nice.
The amount of effort that they put in into their case studies, going through the entire UX process, was really delightful to see. And the output was really good. Like, you know, they've shown a great understanding of building things and aligning problems with their solutions. And, you know, some of them have really great visual design. Some of them are really good with understanding their users doing the user research process. And I'm just happy that despite being in our homes, we can still have the opportunity to conduct events like these. And yeah, I guess that's it.
Nice. Awesome. That's always awesome to hear, to see the new crop of UX designers, fresh Well, they're still in school, but soon enough, they'll be part of the workforce. And always great to hear about those kind of things. I guess let's talk about what designers have done to help out, or like what can designers do, or are there any great examples that you've seen aside from the things you mentioned, mm-hmm. that are maximizing their time during the pandemic, whether it's like a new website or a hackathon, just like you said, or yeah, anything interesting you've seen online?
So there are a lot of definitely a lot of interesting things that I've seen, especially from my Facebook friends themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna show my screen.
Sure.
And for your and for our you know, podcast listeners, I'm just gonna describe what I'm showing. So
sure.
Here we can see Dashboard Philippines. I believe it was created by the folks from Xavier High School alumni. So people like Martin Gomez and I know Philly Tan, he was the developer of this. Basically, it's a free web and mobile-based platform to help Filipinos get through the quarantine. So they provide info on open establishments, shuttle routes, donation centers, hospitals, and more. So if you like, click on these categories, it'll take you to a map, and you know, you can like select all the establishments, and it's going to show up on the map. And you know, this really helps out frontliners and you know, everyone to just get through the quarantine. So it's super good, shows you the routes from point A to point B. And I also know people from Ateneo who helped build this website. Oh, by the way, to access Dashboard Philippines, you can go to dashboardphilippines.com.
Right.
For my second example, I saw helpfromhome.ph. So it's an information hub that helps folks at home support those who are the frontliners and families at risk in the Philippines. So it's a growing directory of initiatives and regular updates in which cities and hospitals are most in need of your help. So there are a lot of categories here, things like for your well-being, for our frontliners, for families at risk. And I know that they regularly update this website. So for example, if you want to equip our frontliners, you can sponsor their sanitation needs, medicine, equipment, to help them, you know, respond to the crisis better. If you click one of these cards, it'll take you to a database of, you know, initiatives you can contribute to. There's contact information, payment methods, and, you know, it's a whole big list that you can just click on, and you know, you can definitely help from home. This is a great way for designers to help from home. And you know, my friends Manny Angulo and you know, Janice Maklang, I know they share these, and I think people from NAHAF Design Studio actually designed the website, so super props to them. Another example is from sakai.ph, but this website is definitely for the frontliners only, I think, because it shows you like shuttle routes for agencies and the stops. You can click on, you know, the Department of Transportation, and you can kind of check the routes. And you know, it's generally it's a map, and basically the routes are shown here, and you can just browse the website. It's really designed well, and you know, really big shout out to the folks from sakai.ph for building this.
Awesome.
And this one's rapidpass.ph. So rapidpass, as far as I know, is like an online identification system that helps you pass through the checkpoints really easily. I think volunteers from the DevCon community built this application, and there are a lot of designers that we know are, you know, contributing to this initiative. So what is RapidPass? It says here on their website, rapidpass.ph, that it's a special QR code that allows qualified users to get verified and pass through checkpoints in NCR faster. So So you can kind of check out their website for the initiative. And by the way, to access sakai.ph, you can go to covid19.sakai.ph. And just for fun, I saw this website. People can
What's this website?
Basically, it's a it's a list of things that they're like suggestions on what to do at home, I guess. So you can go to board.solutions, like train your memory.
Yeah, train to do a headstand. Definitely
without using a wall. Yeah,
definitely a good use of your time during COVID-19. What are interesting things here? Attend a gig, host dinner,
teach from home.
Definitely, that's awesome. Write a poem a day. Yeah, I think you should write more poems a day. Like one, at least one poem a day, Alexis.
Mm.
Maybe should start doing a poem about user experience. Try doing that.
About, that's the only thing we haven't done.
UX, I guess poems. That's it. Yeah.
How about you, CSJ? Do you have amazing examples of things designers have done?
So I've explored some, and I have just like you did. I have some here, so let me share my screen right now. Okay, so here, first we have Makers Festival. So this actually already ended and people have won, but it's just a great resource of things that designers can do, or technologists or engineers, product people, things that they can do to help out or try to find ideas that might work for the Philippines, for example, things that haven't happened here. Certain things that I've seen from here are gift certificate websites. So if, say, your favorite restaurant has closed and they haven't transitioned yet to delivery, but you want to continue supporting them and you don't want them to essentially close up shop, there's a gift certificate shop where you're just buying cards, and that allows them to get cash flow as everything is essentially in lockdown. So that's that. You can find interesting links over here. The next one is this Help with COVID. So this is essentially similar to the previous link. So Makers Festival, you can see that from Product Hunt. Hunt.com, and Help with COVID is helpwithcovid.com. So essentially, if you're an engineer or product manager or project manager, designer, and if you want to help out projects that are ongoing during, like right now, actually, you can see from here active projects, and then you'll see there if they're actively recruiting and specifically what types of skills they need. So whether it's whether you're a designer, you can filter just design, or you can also see the industries or the focuses that they have, the individual focus they have, whether it's medical, prevention, community, or anything else. So that's great. So you can freely search that, helpwithcovid.com.
And so it's global. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So yeah, there are 600 plus projects and 12,200 volunteers. So that's awesome as well. Whether you want to join up or just want to find ideas, this is great for that as well. So next is more for remote work, to help your remote work, help improve your remote work essentially. So this is from a guy that set up a different company before, and that company was acquired by Slack. So he has some experience doing these kind of things, but it's essentially multiplayer, but for everything. So basically, if you're
like Figma,
coding,
but for everything.
It's Figma for everything. So if you're, say, coding, you can see the cursor of your coworker, or like if you're doing something, like if you're writing up a document, you can see their cursor. They can comment on the side. That you can even talk to them through videos. So that's awesome. So it combines the idea of like working together, but in your screen, in a single screen. So that's always good. So that's screen.so. So next, this is a bit funny. This is, or depending on how you want to look at it, it can be funny, it can be not. So this is Glimpse. So go to meetglimpse.com/COVID-19. So basically in Glimpse, you can see over here all the things that have spiked up because of COVID. So you can see here DIY haircuts, of course, that has grown.
766%.
766%. within a month, like searches for DIY haircuts, that has grown. Unclogging toilets, that's interesting as well.
Bidet,
yeah. That's, of course, bidet is going to spike literally almost overnight because everyone has ran out of toilet paper. But that should be on that level regardless of COVID. Like, people should be washing their butts with water.
Not toilet paper.
not toilet paper. Save
Learn the from the Asians.
Learn from the Asians. Another interesting thing here, maybe paintbrushes if you're bored or like doing more hobbies. Mouse for laptop, that's always good. Netflix party, 3,000%. That's crazy.
Dumbbells. So, yeah.
Dumbbells.
That's probably you.
Yeah. That, like, half of the dumbbell searches was me, half was everyone else, I think. So that's meetglimpse.com/COVID-19. So that you can see it's just a useful resource if you want to see how everyone has been doing on the internet since COVID has happened. what everyone's been doing. Yeah. Condoms have spiked down 24%. Let's move on. Moving on. So there's this techinasia.com article, which is quite interesting. This is, I guess, ways how industries and companies have pivoted because of coronavirus. So essentially, online legal advice has grown. Gaming from home, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you yourself have been gaming more. So sales of video games are soaring, even though it's all digital downloads. Cooking at home, whether it's like restaurants offering more DIY kits or like Jollibee. We heard Jollibee like freezing their chicken parts and chicken nuggets, Jollibee and McDonald's, and selling that. So that's amazing. And you can cook at home, essentially. Mental wellness and recreation, keeping kids entertained, and online learning has spiked as well, which is all good. Some interesting things from here were a strip club gets their strippers to deliver food while topless.
Oh my God.
And then an apparel brand now makes and sells masks, which is, of course, like they have the capacity to do so. And a cinema has turned its parking lots into drive-in cinemas, which is interesting.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like everyone's going to pivot.
Yeah, basically, like if you don't pivot now, like this thing is going to last more than a year in some form. So probably better to look at inspiration like these on how to figure out like how your small business could survive. Mm-hmm. Speaking of surviving, my next link is basically what can individuals do to survive. So this is basically moderndayjobs.com. So if you were unfortunately let go, or like some of your projects have closed, this is an awesome website or resource to go to. Basically, aside from things that we might already know, like Upwork or Freelancer or Fiverr, where you could do, say, if you're a designer, you could do freelance work in design. But aside from all of that, you can also see certain projects or like categories of things you can do online, basically from virtual assistants to customer service to transcription, even usability testing. Yeah, like doing surveys, essentially. So you get paid, like you spend like 10 minutes, 20 minutes or an hour, and you get paid for it, like all in the comfort of your own home. So of course, many Filipinos know about all of these, but essentially, for everyone else that weren't working remote prior to corona, the COVID-19 situation, these are all great resources to go to if you want to earn extra money or like if you want to find a job, essentially. So moderndayjobs.com, that's awesome. And lastly, my list ends with adplist.org. So it's Amazing Design People List. So if you're a designer and you were unfortunately let go, you can post your profile over here and you'll join this database of all people that were let go, essentially. If you're looking for a job, these have been promoted and shared by the top companies all over the world, from Google, mm-hmm. Atlassian, essentially, like
Gojek, Tokopedia.
Yeah. People that are still hiring might want to take a look at this database, which is awesome. Anything we can do to help out everyone here. So if you're a hiring manager as well, mm-hmm. you could post your profile as well, and you could offer yourself to do portfolio reviews, essentially. So we have a lot of amazing people over here offering their time to review your portfolio to or your CV and get it to a place where you're a little bit more hireable, I guess. So they're giving their helping hand, essentially. And you can filter it by location. You can find design jobs over here as well, which is amazing. So that's adplist.org/jobs adplist.org, actually. Just that.
Very interesting.
Yeah, awesome. So given that we're on the topic of jobs and like people being let go, unfortunately, how can we help out? Like what advice can you give people in terms of just getting a job during these weird times, especially like from your experience in Calibre, what's the number one thing a designer should do right now?
I think the
number one
a designer should do is just reach out to your existing network of designers, right?
So yeah. Reach out to Alexis.
Hiring managers.
Yeah.
Reach out to me. No.
Just, like all to Alexis. So it's LexColiado at yahoo.com.
Basically reach out to people like Christian, people like Ellie Apau.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ellie.
You know, shout out to Ellie. Everyone, you know, in the design community. I think this is the time to, you know, just to be connected with one another, especially mm-hmm. if you have been laid off. It's time to make use of those connections. Right. And number two, I think it's also a great time to work on your designer portfolio.
Right.
Definitely.
Are you working on your portfolio, Alexis?
I'm in the discovery phase.
You're in the discovery phase, okay.
Yeah.
So what makes a good portfolio, I guess? Like, what can make your portfolio stand out? Should you put 20 pieces of work in your portfolio?
No.
Top 20.
Top 40.
Top 40, okay.
So, with regards to the number of projects you should put on your portfolio, I definitely think it should be around 3 to 6.
Just 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
On my own portfolio, I just put 3. The reason is you want to just show your best work on there.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people or like hiring managers don't have the time to go through all of your projects. So mm-hmm. put your best foot forward, just put the best projects right away. Mm-hmm. And with that 3 projects, you can be more strategic about it. Mm-hmm. Those 3 projects could be a type of work that you want to be doing more of. So for example, it could mm-hmm. be 3 product design projects, or mm-hmm. it can show how your skills are, you know, like you can show that you're a generalist by mm-hmm. showing that you have a product design project, and then mm-hmm. like that's a web app, and then a mobile app, mm-hmm. and then a marketing website. And that shows that you have a breadth of knowledge across different types of design.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the format to go for is, of course, the case study format.
Right.
With the case study format, you can structure your case study by including things like what's the outcome, what's the process, what's the final output, what does it look like, what did you do to get there. And
right.
I think the only important thing to note is you should be showing what's it like to work with you as you know, as a designer. And also how do you think about your design decisions, because that will truly make you more distinct from everyone in the market. How about you, CSJ? What do you think are some tips you can give for people looking for a job?
Yeah, you mentioned there on the case study, make sure not just it's well written and there's no like grammatical errors there. Also make sure that the output or the ending is good. Like make sure to show, make sure to lead up to something great. Because process is awesome. Process differs from person to person, and it could have all the flavors of design thinking or design sprint, and it could be a great process. But if it ended up that, one, you didn't have the results that you intended from the start, or you didn't you validated or invalidated your hypothesis if you didn't make the clear line from your hypothesis to the actual learning, make sure to make that clear. Make sure the results are there, and also make sure the outcome is great in terms of not just results but also a beautiful, functional, usable, feasible, viable product, essentially.
It's a lot of adjectives.
So make sure all of that's there and you'll do great.
Very easy to say.
Very easy to say. I do agree with what you said there when you mentioned show what it's like to work with you. Because essentially you want to take them on a journey, and you want to whoever's reading, you want to give them a sense of who you are when they're working with you already, or when you're in their team, essentially. So are you the one facilitating? Are you the one just synthesizing and then you handed it over and you felt like that was an important part of the project? So things like that, like give concrete examples of like how you failed, how you succeeded, not just the clean version of the story, but the real version of the story. Because the more you get into it, the more you actually realize that everyone's kind of experiencing very similar things, whether it's like, oh, it's hard to talk to stakeholders, or oh, it's hard to schedule remote usability sessions, usability test sessions during coronavirus. Like when they hear things like that, oh, he's experienced this, we're experiencing this. So when he's here or when she is here, it's going to be piece of cake. Like she's figured it out before, just like we do. So she can fit our mold, essentially, of what a great designer could be. So yeah, like things like that for the case study, I guess.
I see.
In terms of once you've figured out your portfolio, right? Like your website, your online persona, whichever. You've written up all your Medium articles. Like, how do you apply? Like, where do you apply? You did mention like your friends, but like, what's the general like rules in your head right now of best place to go?
I think it's harder to get a job right now, being in a, you know, working for a talent marketplace. Platform. I think people should just spray and pray, apply as many
what
as many companies as possible.
Define spray and pray, Alexis.
Spray is like, you know,
what are you
chances.
Spraying? What are you spraying? And then what are you praying?
You're spraying your applications to as many companies as possible. Okay. And when you're looking at the company, look for recently funded ones, right?
Right. Always good. You know, always good to apply to a company that actually has money.
Well, if it's good. A startup, right? But if not, you can go for, you know, really well-established conglomerates that still have cash in the bank.
Yeah, or aren't as affected, I guess, because of coronavirus. So probably don't apply to travel industry or fashion or clothing brands right now. Try to not be very picky about where you apply to. Like, you'll get to your dream job eventually, but probably not during coronavirus unless like you're super lucky, amazing. What else, Alexis? What do you think?
I think, yeah, choose the companies that are really empowered in this pandemic. I mean, like companies that actually take advantage of the situation because innately because of their business model. And then maybe the last tip would be, you know, try for companies abroad. Maybe there aren't just... you know, companies here in the Philippines that can hire right now. That's just the reality. So maybe there are opportunities, you know, abroad. So try to look for, you know, remote work jobs.
Like some websites like AngelList, where you can filter remote. I believe Caliber also has that remote filter where you can pick and choose essentially any job you want. But if you're looking for a remote job, these websites make it easy for you to find a great remote job. There's a design remote job website, or forget the name, but yeah, it's somewhere out there. Just Google it, I guess. But yeah, like remote is always good. Like try to create your profiles. Don't forget about your online brand, essentially, or your personal brand online. Like, if you haven't been writing articles, this is a great time. Like, you have spare time right now to just create content. Start a podcast like Alexis. Start a third podcast.
You'll figure it out. You know, if you need help creating content, you know, just reach out to Christian Sanse or me. It's gonna be. We're gonna help
Alexis is selling his services because he needs Steam
Steam credits,
Steam money, Steam credit to buy more games,
to buy more games and buy more skins.
Buy more microtransactions for his Ragnarok game. I don't even know if Ragnarok has microtransactions. It has evolved.
It does have, like, pay to win.
Oh, really? Nice. So the final word from Alexis is spray and pray. Hashtag Alexis spray and pray. All right. So that's our episode for today, I guess.
UX Almost Edition.
Yes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And I hope you guys also like this new video format. We're trying new things. Hopefully you like, share, and subscribe. That's the first time I've ever said that.
Click the bell button below.
Is this even going to be on YouTube? maybe we'll upload it on Facebook. Who knows? So you can't really share.
Follow us on Facebook.
Follow Alexis on YouTube and just like share this to your friends. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.